I always worry about what people think of me. And that's the whole reason that getting on social media is a challenge for me, is because I'm, you know, it's the worrying that somebody is going to think bad of me, or think, you know, it's that judgment, always that judgment when it comes to my anxiety. This is the journey of a man trying just about anything he can to rid himself of his anxiety and panic disorder. I am this man. My name is Gerald Statz, and the journey being the Brazenly Honest Podcast. Did you really think I was going to keep that other intro? That was just, if you listened to the previous episode, that right there was just something that I did, like, spur of the moment. Like, I got the music sounded, I don't know, inspirational, and then I just started talking as it was playing, and it sounded good. But playing that for every episode just seems like it would just, I don't know, be too much, maybe. But I thought I would record another episode. It's been a while, of course, but you can't tell if you've been listening back-to-back episodes. So it really doesn't matter. So this obviously is my audio journal, and I'm keeping it that way. It just helps me out to kind of log in things that I've done and what's worked, what hasn't worked, what's been exhausting. So I just thought I would just keep recording this. I mean, people actually listen to this. I think people just listen. I think I just have this many viewers. I think I have this many listeners because they either like to hear about somebody being tortured or they just love the sound of my voice. One of the two. They just love the sound of my voice. I got to do that radio voice from now on. No, but I have been working on everything. Not everything. I have been working on situations, stuff, whatever you want to call it, trying to get rid of this anxiety disorder and this panic disorder. And I've had some situations where I've had not, we won't say full-blown panic attacks, but they were small. They were mini attacks is what I would say they were. And I'll try to get into those as I start to talk about the different situations or the different challenges. That's pretty much what I called them in my last episode, is challenges to get through all the things that cause me to be anxious. Which seems like it's quite a bit. No, it's not. It's not as bad as what some people have it. I will say that. I mean, I don't enjoy it, I don't like it, but I'm glad that it's probably not, or that it's not as bad as what some people have. Like, I remember, I know I've said this before, but in my 20s, I was having like 30 panic attacks a day. I didn't want to leave the house, and I've come a long way, so I don't really have a lot to complain about. But I have been working on the challenges. And one, I'll just go over each one at a time. If you listen to the last episode, I kind of went over the different obstacles that I would like to maneuver to get past my anxiety. And now I didn't try to do them all at once. That would be stupid. I just decided to start doing things, keep looking at my list every once in a while to kind of remind myself of what I would like to accomplish or what I would like to do to try to get past it. Because I do believe that if I keep trying, or if I keep repeating these challenges over and over again, they will become easier, because I'll in my mind, I'll be like, I've done this before. You know, nothing bad happened. Let's try this again. So, Let's start out. Well, before we go into the list, I will say that I was not meditating every day. This is brazenly honest, so I might as well be honest. I wasn't meditating every day. I actually, my journal, I don't know what happened. I just looked at my journal and I was like, oh my gosh, I missed like a whole week of not journaling. Which means that week I wasn't meditating either. And it's almost like I took a break, which I didn't really want to. But I don't know if I just didn't have like a visual cue to cause me to keep doing what I was doing, but I don't know. I'm back on it. So I have been going to the gym or working out in some fashion or another. Like today I went to the gym and used my Zombies Run app, did 3K. It wasn't completely running 3K. It was, I would say it was probably running half that. So I'm getting there. I've got an ice pack on my knee right now. I'm trying to get past all of this knee pain. And the knee pain is not as bad as it was when I first started this. So something's working. And I've noticed that whenever I do leg exercises, I sleep a lot better. Whenever I work my legs out, I do everything. Like calves, like inner thigh, outer thigh, I don't know all the names of the machines. Like, I know that's like abduction and something, adduction. I don't even know what it is. But whenever I do these, it does help out. It does help out with the legs. Everything, it seems like everything is narrowed down to sleep at night. If I could just sleep completely at night, then I think everything would become easier. That's what we'll say. Would start falling into place. So I wake up in the middle of the night and it's usually always either my legs are hurting or I get restless leg or my feet are tingling. And I had my blood work done thinking it was like diabetes or something. And it's not. I think it's just where I've been in fight or flight for so long. Like it seems like it's almost constant, like every day. And I think that's throwing off something in my body because I always feel dehydrated, even though I drink a lot. I talked about this in the last episode. But I figure if I just keep working on like health, like working on making my legs feel better, then this won't happen at night. And I also know that if I stay up too late, this can cause restless legs. So I'm starting to notice all these little things. If I get too tired or if it's too hot, then I get restless leg. If I wake up in the middle of the night, sometimes I wake up really hot, and it's probably usually to do with eating either really salty food that day. So I have to really be careful on what I eat, at least until I get the anxiety under control, because I think that the anxiety is just causing most of the issues. So it's like a loop I'm stuck in. So if I can cut back on salty foods right now, then whenever the anxiety starts to reduce and I stop feeling so anxious and I'm not in this fight or flight all the time, it won't matter as much. I can eat more salty foods. And I'm not saying eat like fast food or throwing a bunch of salt on home-cooked meal. I'm talking about having a normal amount of salt, sodium in my diet. But I think that's a big issue. I think the sleep is something that I really need to fix. But like I said, I went to the gym today. It felt really good. Like, oh my gosh. I mean, yes, I have a little bit of pain right now, but I've got an ice pack on it. And I'm thinking about doing that. I've talked about Wim Hof in the past, and I'm thinking about jumping in the bathtub and just running a bunch of cold water, not ice water, just the coldest it'll go, and just sit in there for, I don't know, till I can't stand it anymore or until I acclimate to the temperature of the water. Because a lot of this is just inflammation And I know that I can bring that inflammation down with cold water. So, yeah, the exercise was one thing. The little everyday things that I've been working on, keeping my mind busy. I'm still learning Greek, still enjoying it. I'm getting really far with it. It's something that I do enjoy. I enjoy it a lot, and I think it made it easier having somebody that could kind of help me out with the pronunciation, or why is this the way it is? You know, it just made it more fun. Whenever I was learning Spanish, I didn't really have somebody there to kind of help me out and correct me. Like, this is almost like I can go to my coworker's office almost every day, and she really doesn't mind that I come to her office. In my mind, you know how I have those maladaptive thoughts. At first, I was like, oh my gosh, am I bothering her? Am I doing this too much? But she said she likes it, and she was saying how much she enjoyed my company. So that's always a good thing. What was the other things that I was working on? Reading. I just got back from the library today, actually, and I'm trying this new book. It's called Think Like a Monk by Jay Shetty. And it's supposed to be about this guy that he starts to go to college and he figures out it's just not for him. And so he ends up visiting, where did he go? He went to India and he started practicing being a monk, and then came back and became a, what would you call it? I'm reading the inside jacket, if you're wondering. 3 years, one of his teachers told him that he should move impact really left monk's path to share his experience and wisdom with others. Heavily in debt with no recognizable skills on his resume, he moved back home in North London with his parents, connected with old friends. And so he's pretty much a coach, like a coach for anybody that's dealing with stress, pressure, unhappiness, anything to that nature. So I decided to give it a try, and I love listening to podcasts. So I'm thinking about listening to him as well, like adding him to my list. Right now I'm listening to I don't know how to say his name, Lewis Howes, but he's a like keynote speaker and entrepreneur and just a few other things. I'm still listening to The Art of Manliness, and I've also, and of course, Glenn Think Stuff. We can't leave him out, even though he hasn't recorded in a while. Maybe you'll hear this, and that'll put a fire under his ass. The Art of Manliness, love that podcast. Quick Brain with Jim Quick. So I think I might add him to my list as well. I listen to a podcast whenever I'm driving. I'm not... Music, I usually just listen to music whenever I'm either cleaning the house or I'm at the gym, usually. Like, whenever I drive, I just love to have, I don't know, either I like to learn things or I just love to, no, I just love to learn things. That's all there is to it. Sorry, if it sounds like I'm moving around, I am. I have a lot of stuff on my desk. I was going to say, maybe I'm just overwhelmed, and I'm not overwhelmed. I've been working on the usual things, the Duolingo, learning the Greek, exercise, meditation, and then I added stretching to my bullet journal as well. And I'm looking at it, and I haven't had any night terrors since the last episode, so that's a win. That means my stress is not too much. But I have been working on the challenges. One of the challenges was I used to be big into social media, and it was kind of a bad thing And I'm hoping that, and I decided to get back on social media, and I'm hoping that it's not going, like, I'm more mindful of what I'm doing online instead of the way I used to be in my 20s. And I would just, I liked everybody's stuff. Like, I was a likeaholic. And I think that was the people pleaser in me or something. If you know what it is, let me know. But I would just, everybody's posts, I would like them. And this time around, I decided, you know, I'm only going to like things that I actually like. Like, if somebody said something to me in real life or showed me something in real life, would I say, wow, that's pretty cool, I like that? And if not, if the answer is no, then I'm not going to like it on social media. And if the answer is yes, then I am, obviously. I've gotten back on, I think I've said in the past that I got back on Snapchat. Or no, I never got off of Snapchat. Snapchat's not that bad. Like, it's simple. Somebody sends you a message, great. I don't look at the, unless it's my sisters, usually I don't look at the, I think they're called stories. I don't really care about them. They're just not that interesting to me. I mean, maybe they are. Maybe somebody's posting something. Every once in a while, I'll post a story. But that's usually if I'm actually doing something interesting to me, not like sitting around the house. I'm not going to take a picture of my food and post it on there. So, and plus it helps me to keep up with my little sister. She likes Snapchat, and where I used to not talk to her as much, I mean, I did not talk to her. It was kind of her that didn't talk to me, but it was kind of my fault. I've told this story in the past. I'm not going to jump into it, but I do enjoy that I can talk to her. I enjoy that a lot. I wish she didn't live so far away. I would hang out with her more. But as long as she's happy, that's all that matters. Recently, it was the Snapchat, and then I jumped on to Facebook, and I'm still kind of nervous, not nervous, but wary of Facebook. I always worry about what people think of me, and that's the whole reason that getting on social media is a challenge for me, is because I'm, you know, it's the worrying that somebody is going to think bad of me or think, you know, it's that judgment, always that judgment when it comes to my anxiety. And so I've kind of made rules to live by for social media. I don't have it set up so that it alerts me whenever I get a message. If I get a message, and when I say alert, I mean it doesn't make a sound. I don't want that Pavlovian ding to make me jump on my phone every single time something comes up. If I'm on my phone already and a message, and I can see a message pop up on the top of the screen. Actually, Facebook, no, that's not set up like that. I'll jump into the next one in a second. But I'm only adding people on my Facebook page that I'm either really, really close to, have hung out in real life. Like, I've had work coworkers try to add me on Facebook. And I just, my rule is that if I haven't hung out with you outside of Facebook or outside of work, then I just don't add you. I'm sorry. It's just not going to happen. That's what happened last time. I had like, I don't even know how many friends, like 2,000 something. Like, it was insane. I was just adding everybody that I hung out with. And whenever you go to college and grad school, you're constantly going to parties and you're, hey, well, add me on Facebook, da da da. It's every single person. And it was just too hard to keep track of everybody. So I was like following people, and then I would stay their friend, but I would unfollow so I didn't have to see all the stuff they were posting, especially during the election season. It just drove me nuts because I had Democrats and Republican friends. Like, it's insane. It's like a battle. But I'm not going to let that bother me this time. Or at least we hope so. No, positivity. It's not going to happen. So then I'm doing that, and then I have and I just now started using Instagram. And I created an Instagram account way back in the day. Can't remember when it was, but I created it, but I never posted anything. And the reason I never posted anything is because I was self-conscious. Like, I thought that everything had to be a certain way, or I don't know. I was just too, what's the word I'm looking for? I was too structured, and I had to be a perfectionist, I guess. So this time, with the and the other reason that I have the Instagram is I've said before that I've been using Hinge and Tinder for dating, and somebody said that you can use Instagram as dating, and I was like, I don't know how that's possible, but sure, let's go for that. And so I was like, well, we'll try it. We'll see what happens. I mean, I just created the account. I just opened that account back up. I don't even know, like a few days ago, we'll say. That's all I can think. It was within the last less than a week. And today I get added, like, my ex-girlfriend adds me on Instagram, which I was very glad. Like, everybody knows that I still had feelings for her, and I was talking about her on the podcast. And you know, it's an ex-girlfriend, so you're always going to have feelings for her. It was not a bad relationship. I enjoyed the relationship. It mostly the difficulties was on me because of my anxiety, because my anxiety would cause me to feel certain ways, and I would overthink everything. It just, you know, I'm working on it. That's all I can do is just work on it. And she was very, understanding. I should have been more understanding with her as she was with me. But I really enjoyed it. We talked. I mean, as soon as she added me, I messaged her and I said something to the point of, hey, I really wanted to message you, but I was saying some of my coworkers were telling me it's probably not a good idea, seeing as how I still had feelings, and that I needed to completely, you know, or not completely, but, you know, get over her as much as possible. And we just pretty much caught up. And yeah, that was about it. I just told her to stay in touch. I really miss my dog. I hope, and she showed me pictures of her taking Sky to the beach this past September. So maybe I'll ask her if I could, you know, take the dog to the park, or you know, if she wants to hang out. I'm not sure if I'm there yet. But we'll see. I'm just gonna wing it, play it as it goes, see how it goes. So, the other thing about the Instagram is pictures. I used to be really big into photography, and my anxiety caused it so that I did not do it as much as I wanted to. Like, whenever I first got my DSLR camera, I would go outside and I would go find things that I thought were interesting or artistic, and I would take pictures, and I was pretty good at it. But then my anxiety started acting up really bad, and I was worried about my student loans, and I ended up selling my camera. But I found out online that the iPhone, which is what I have, can be just as good for taking pictures. So I'm thinking my goal is to get out and start taking pictures. Like today I took a picture of me on the treadmill at the gym, and I've said in the past episode or the previous episode that doing anything like social media type stuff in public, I'm very aware of people around me, and I'm always like, oh, you know, automatically with the judgment. So that's a goal, and I'm going to try to take more pictures. So we'll see how that goes. If you want to follow, you can. It's quality_stats, my last name, STAATS. So if you want to follow, you can. If you don't, you know, it's on you. It's on you. So that was the social media aspect of the list. And compliments. So I had a coworker, and I think she may still listen to this podcast, but you know, I think she'll be okay with it, seeing as how I'm not saying her name. I don't even know if she would even care at all. She said it in front of two other coworkers, but she said she had a dream about me and that we kissed and I had the softest lips. And I was like, I almost went into like a panic, but I stayed actually pretty calm about it. I think it was because I was like already focused on getting something else done, that it didn't hit me until after I kind of walked away. But it's always nice when somebody tells you that they had a dream about you, a kissing dream about you. So yeah, that was me taking a compliment, because usually in the past I've always said, you know, like I just had trouble with it. You know, somebody complimenting, I never know what to say. Like, no, whatever. You know, like I can't take this. But lately, I've been learning just to say thank you. I went out with, I'm going to call him Jared because that's his name, and I've been saying, like, I think past episode, I was like the guy I met on Bumble. So, if you don't know the story, went on Bumble to make friends. Was hit on a lot, finally ended up hanging out with this one guy, and we've been hitting it off ever since, like becoming good friends, hanging out. What was it, weekend before last, we went to, where did we go? I know we went to an escape room, but I think we went to some, we hung out pretty much. It was like an all day thing, because I have to drive 45 minutes to get to his house, and there's no point in, you know, driving out there and heading back home. I think we just drove. We didn't drive around. We went to place, like he had a couple of things he had to do. And I was like, yeah, I'll just come and hang out because I don't have anything planned. So we went to an escape room and I met
one new person.
One or two new people, I can't remember. Meeting people is tough for me. Meeting new people is tough for me. But in this situation, I actually handled it pretty well, which I couldn't believe. We ended up talking. Yes, I was in my head a little bit too much, but I think the escape room, like I was in my element, like solving puzzles just is something that I enjoy. And we completed it in like with little over 17 minutes to spare. And then they said something about going out to eat. There was a Greek restaurant. And so I was able to use what little Greek I knew, which was fun. And yeah, so we'll see how that goes in the future. But he did ask me to go to, like, this was Halloween, that's what it was, and there was a bar, and it was packed with people, and he wanted to go, and he wanted to pick up women, and my anxiety got the best of me, and I ended up not going. So, yes, I have my wins, but yes, I also have my, I'm not going to call them failures, I'm going to call them, I don't know what I'm going to call them, but it's not going to be a failure. It was just me, you know,
taking on a little too much. I think that was what it was. So, but he also invited me for the day before Thanksgiving. We're going to take a road trip, just like a drive. I think he's going to go. I can't remember what he said he's going to go do. He just bought a new car, and I think he just wants to drive it around. And which I'm cool with that. I like road trips as long as my knees don't hurt too bad. Yeah, I'm good at it. And also, we're going to do Friendsgiving, which I used to do with all of my close friends in Myrtle, and I miss that. So this is going to be good because the same people, well, not all the same people, but a lot of the same people that I've already met are going to be invited, and it'll just help me to reestablish that connection and hopefully build more relationships with more people. So that's a win. What was the other thing? Game night. I talked about game night in my last episode, but there was another. They invited me over for another game night, and I said, yes, I'm going to go. I'm definitely going to go. And I ended up not going. But I don't think it was because of my anxiety. I mean, it was partially because of my anxiety, but I think it was the change in the weather messes with my sinuses, and I was up all night long with congestion, and then it was running, and it was just, and whenever I don't get enough sleep, then I feel really anxious. And I told myself that I was going to go anyway, but then once I start getting like physically ill, you're probably not going to talk me into something, because I don't want to go somewhere and just feel awful. And I don't think that's a good goal, because you want it to be a memorable experience, something that you're happy about, because then the anxiety would just be linked with bad things, and you want to link them with the good stuff. I also tried. Oh yeah. One other thing I did was me and a coworker, we were like, let's make a cake for our supervisor, because he said his birthday was on a certain day. And my coworker was like, oh yeah, we could, I have a mixer. And I was like, yeah, let's do it. So we went over to my apartment and we made a cake, and it pretty much looked like one of those cakes off of Nailed It. It was tasty. This is the first time I've ever made homemade buttercream icing in my life. And it was just hilarious. Like, I recorded my supervisor, and he comes in, and I'm like, all right, Tim, you know, we got a cake for your birthday. You know, you can lift it up. And he said he wanted his cake to be his alma mater, or alma mater, however you say it, for his college or his fraternity. And so when he lifted the cover off of the cake, he just started laughing so hard. And I was okay with this, because I knew that it looked hilarious. Like, it did. But I'm glad he got a good laugh out of it. And it was something that, you know, where I was the center of attention, because I was recording and I was the one showing him the cake, and he had to talk directly to me about it. But I'm really comfortable with my supervisor. He's a nice guy. And I tried to put in for the next step down. The other supervisor was given a raise, or a higher position, and his position was open. I was going to do that, but I looked online and I emailed my other supervisor, and I was like, hey, where is this at? And I tried to fill it out, but it was not up. I'm assuming that it was already filled before I could go, you know, apply for it. So, I mean, I did try. That's the main thing, is that I tried to do it, and I might even go tomorrow to talk to the HR and kind of question her about it. Like, either why was it not up? Because they said it was supposed to be up until the 14th, which is today. And I looked for forever for this thing. I asked one of my coworkers, I asked both supervisors, and Yeah, it just didn't work out. So, oh well, no big deal. Also, decided, like, I used to wear hats a lot whenever I was younger. And one of my therapists said that I should stop wearing hats. And the reason that I used to wear hats a lot was because of my anxiety. I would start sweating, and I thought if I covered it up, then nobody could see it, and it wouldn't be as bad. And so my therapist was like, you should stop wearing hats and just, you know, because you're using it as a crutch. And I was like, all right. Well, I was like, I'm going to start wearing hats again. I like wearing hats. And so I started looking online, and I started talking to my coworker about it. And I said, this is the hat. This is the hat that I love. I want to get this one. And I don't like to order stuff online when it's something that you have to wear. Usually I don't, but this one I didn't want to because a hat. And so I found a store that sells just hats. It's called the Helen Hat Company in Helen, Georgia. And I told myself, and I told her, I was like, I am going to go to this hat store and I'm going to buy this hat. And that right there is a little bit of a challenge because I got to go, how many miles? I don't even know how many miles, like an hour and a half drive to the place, go inside, get the hat, and then, you know, try it on while there's people in there. So I drive to Helen, Georgia, and I forget that it's Oktoberfest. So it's like stop and go traffic in Helen, Georgia. And at first, my first thought was, turn around and go home. And then I was like, nope, remember, we're fighting the anxiety. We're going to do the opposite of whatever your anxiety just said. So I was like, I'm going to park, and I'm going to walk around till I find this hat store, and I'm going to go in, and I'm going to find a hat that I like. So I park my car and I start walking around, and I feel all stiff, and I get, my walk is all weird, or at least it feels weird because I'm so anxious. And I go in, I finally find the store, and I go in and I start trying on hats. And at first, you know, I was really anxious, and I would just try on the hats really fast. Like, I get sped up whenever I get anxious. So I was trying on all the hats. Not all the hats. I was trying on the hats that I actually liked, because this place had a lot of different style hats. They had like top hats, and they had like, you name it, they had it. And so I finally found the hat that I had saved that I found online. I was like, this is the hat I want. This is the hat I'm going to get. And it's a okra colored wide brim fedora is what I think it is. I'm not 100%. If somebody knows, it's my main picture on my Instagram. So if you look at it, you can tell me if it's a I think that's what it is. It's a wide brim fedora. So I bought the hat, and I was like, I almost didn't even wear it out there. Or outside of the store, like, I was getting ready to just walk around with it. This is an expensive hat, too. This is a $125 hat. This is the most I've ever spent on a hat. But I was like, I'm going to be wearing this hat all the time. And I do. Everywhere I go, except for whenever I go to the gym or if I'm going to sell plasma, I wear the hat. I wear it to work. I wear it everywhere. Because I paid a lot for this hat, and I like the hat. It's really comfortable. It just, I don't know, I think it just looks great on me. And I've had a lot of compliments. I mean, a lot of compliments. I walked outside. One of my neighbors said, I love the hat. Walked out again another day. The other neighbor said he loved the hat. Everybody at work was saying they love the hat. Random people at coffee shops say they love the hat. So I was like, wow, I did a good job picking out a hat. So I was like, I was revamping my my everyday wear, because, as a lot of you know, I try to reduce the struggle of mornings where you're trying to figure out what you're going to wear, I've reduced that a lot by just wearing pretty much the same outfit every day. The same style pants, same shirt. And then I bought me a pea coat. But it's not the pea coat that you would think of. Like, if you've seen Boondock Saints, it's not the double-breasted pea coat. It's the single-breasted, like the single button-up pea coat. And oh my gosh, like, I picked the first one and it was a large and I got it and it just felt frumpy in it. And I was like, let's send this back. And got a new one, got a medium. It's great. Love it. I've had a coat like this before. My little brother gave it to me, but it was just getting old and worn out. And so I got rid of it, but I'm so glad that I got me another one. And it's just everything's working for the best when it comes to like what I like to wear. Everything's comfortable. Like, I don't feel that anxiety of oh my gosh, you know, do I wear this? Do I wear this? No, I just throw on the same V-neck t-shirt, blue jeans, and same shoes. So I don't have to worry about all that. I have not, thinking of shoes, I have not worn my Five Fingers to the gym yet. I mean, there was a few things. There's more than a few things that I haven't done on the list. I haven't asked anybody out. I haven't talked. I've talked to random strangers. I have done that. I've done it multiple times. So I've either said something, you know, like mentioned something, or somebody said something to me and I just, you know, replied or had a conversation with them. So, oh, back to the story. I forgot where I was, but I got the hat. I walked outside and I actually stayed because I was enjoying the music and I started to get comfortable because, like I said, right when I get somewhere, that's when my anxiety is the worst. And so I was like, I've already got through the hard part. Let's just stay. And so I text Jared and he was like, man, you went without me. And but it was his fault. He forgot all about it. Or no, he said the night before he said he didn't want to do anything the next day because he was tired. And so I was like, I took that as, all right, well, if you didn't want to go, because I asked him if he wanted to go with me to go get a hat, but he had just forgot. Whenever I got there, I sent the message but oh well, you know, that's for next time. I'm trying to think of anything else that's been going on before I end the episode. Painting again. I am painting. Still reading. I think that's about it. I tried to write down like little keywords for topics to cover, but I think I've pretty much covered everything. Yeah. I mean, I was thinking about my car and one of the things that I've always been, I think it's television that does this, but I've always been led to believe that you can't really date and you can't get a girlfriend if you don't have a nice car, unless they meet you outside of the car, like meet you away from your car and then they get to your car, because my car is like an old Honda Civic that is missing the door panel because I had to replace the window motor. And I think that's going to be one of my challenges is to, and I've done this once before. I went out with a girl and she was in my car. There wasn't a second date. So I'm not blaming the car. I'm just saying that hopefully I end up with somebody that doesn't care. Like my ex-girlfriend, Natalie, she did not care. She didn't place value on, things that I owned. She plays value on me. And I've dated other girls that weren't materialistic. And that's what I look for whenever I'm dating somebody. So being able to say no or being able to do this. The reason I said being able to say no is on the Instagram, I did have a girl that started messaging me, and she was like, you know, I'm looking for a relationship. And she goes, you're cute. Can you tell me a little bit about yourself? And I started talking to her. And then all of a sudden, I would ask questions, but she would answer them very vaguely, like weird. And so she said something, I can't remember what she said. It was awkward. And I was just like, in my head, I was going, nutcase. And I said, okay, good luck with, you know, everything, with whatever you do. And then as soon as I send the message, then I was like, block. Because, oh my gosh, it was insane. But that's something that I would have never done in the past, because she was really, really, she was a beautiful girl, like really hot. But, you know, I don't have time for that. I'm looking for a relationship. I like what I had with the last girlfriend because she was more down to earth. And it was just, I don't know, she just wasn't crazy. The girl that I was talking to online was crazy. And so I try, and I always, that's what I try to do. Like, I've had quite a few girlfriends in the past, and I look at all of the positive things that they brought to the relationship and all the negative things. And then I try to look for a girl that matches that criteria, because, you know, I just don't have time for it. Like, if I keep going on dates, and I also used to just keep dating girls even after I knew that they weren't right for me. So hopefully that's going to change. I was listening to this one podcast, and they said, write down everything that you want in a relationship. And so I was like, okay, let's figure this out. And it was kind of hard at first. But then I came up with a list, and it was find somebody who's mellow, somebody who's not like drama queen. No drugs, cannot do drugs at all. Very little alcohol, not very little alcohol, but like not somebody who parties all the time. Somebody who can, like, glass of wine or having a few drinks whenever we go out, not a big deal. I'm still not drinking. I haven't had a drink since Thanksgiving. I'm just doing it because I want to get through my anxiety without using alcohol. Somebody who is intelligent or just loves to learn things. I've dated girls that were like dumb as a box of rocks, and it was hard to hold a conversation with them. They just wanted to talk about, like, I don't know, rocks. It just wasn't that exciting for me. I'd like to find somebody who's either frugal. Now, all of these that I list, they don't have to have all of these. They just have to have more than, at least, I don't know, more than half. I don't know what's right to have. You don't want to restrict yourself too much. But I would like to have somebody who is frugal, with their, that, you know, is not going to get like 3 credit cards and max them out. Somebody who's healthy. So, and when I say healthy, I mean they're not eating fast food every day, and they exercise, like some exercise, like maybe 2 times a week minimum. Somebody who's optimistic. Somebody who can see the brighter side. I would love to find somebody who either skis or snowboards. That would be fun. I mean, I enjoy going with my brother. You know what? They don't even have to. They can not. They can just go hang out with my sister-in-law and her kids, and well, me and my little brother snowboard. Somebody who likes the outdoors. And when I say the outdoors, I'm not talking about camping. I don't know if I can camp yet. I used to camp whenever I was a teenager, but I'm still like where my sleep is iffy. I don't know. Maybe camping would help. Maybe that's something that I should try. Somebody who does not smoke. I haven't smoked in over 2 months, and I'm not getting too excited about that, because I've gone 6 months before. I've gone 6 months twice. And then something really anxiety provoking happened, and I was just like, screw it. I'm just smoking. I don't care. So hopefully that doesn't happen again. I think a big thing was alcohol. Both times that I smoked, I was drinking. And so I'm not drinking now. So maybe that'll be the what helps out with me not starting back. I would like to find somebody who enjoys experiences, like going to amusement parks or some kind of travel, or even events like the escape room that I did with Jared. Like somebody who enjoys experiences over material stuff. Like instead of spending money on a really expensive fill in the blank, then we spend a lot of money on a cruise or something like that. Something that we can, you know, just talk about and, you know, just have that. Because it's going to last forever, the experience will, because it lasts in your head. It's a memory. Just somebody who is always trying to grow. Like, they're not stagnant. They're not just like, well, I'm just comfortable where I am. I'm not trying to change anything. Everything's perfect. I want somebody who just wants to grow, just wants to improve their life in one way or another. There's always something that you can change. There's always something that you can strive for, and that's the way I always see it. Now, yes, you can kind of take a break and step back, but, and I've done that before. Like, I was trying to do the whole side hustle thing, and my anxiety started getting really bad, and I was like, let's just back off a little bit. Maybe we're doing too much at once. Let's just stick with the whole, you know, meeting people and, you know, whatever else that I've been doing. And I was like, let's just step back for a minute, take a break from it. I'm thinking about jumping back on the podcast I was working on, but we'll see how that goes. Like, I do have a lot to do in the evenings. You got to think, I have, exercise on my list, learning Greek, reading. You know, I'm trying to get back in, trying to stick to my reading, you know, actual, not listening to audiobooks, because my attention span was shot. I think it's from too much YouTube and television or whatever it was, but hopefully we can get that fixed. But I think I've rambled on enough. I always seem to go about an hour. It just seems like my go-to time. Do y'all like that? I've got one of those air fresheners in my apartment that you find in like bathrooms, like of stores, like it just every once in a while it just sprays. That's what that noise was. I don't even know if you could hear it. I just heard it. But I really appreciate you guys listening. I can't believe I have this many actually listening to this. It's nothing on you guys. It's mostly just me and wondering. But I really appreciate all of you. Hopefully the things that I figure out helps you as well. If that's what you're listening for, if you're just listening to listen, you know, to hear somebody being tortured, then that's great also. All right. Well, thanks for listening to the Brazenly Honest Podcast.